Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. We got little ZZ Top bringing us back one of their great ballads, Rough Boy. Bob Cuska is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder and the president of the Fusion Factor. We're talking about how to use sports metaphors to think about ways of motivating employees. Bob, welcome back. Thanks again for hanging out with us. In the previous segment, you talked about looking around your building and seeing what there is that you can find that maybe are some small things you could do to motivate people. It could be something technical, tangible, like, as you said, a monitor. It could be some other things. It could just be paying attention to what's going on in their lives. You know, maybe there's something you could do for them. You know, they got a kid that's sick, or they got a program that they need to go to. You know, be reasonable about things like that. What do you think?
Yeah, Jim, and you said it earlier on. You said you could ask your employees what they're looking for, and that was one of my other sports analogies. Is the Cleveland Browns in the late 1950s had a very famous coach named Paul Brown, who was a brilliant football innovator, but he got this young upstart player named Jim Brown, and he didn't want to listen to him. And Jim Brown was going to quit. Jim Brown went on to be one of the best football players in the world.
Right.
And so the owner stepped in and tried to get the coach to change, and he wouldn't, so he fired the owner.
Huh.
Now, my point here is you're not going to get fired by your employees, but if you don't listen and adapt to the changes as employees, you know, you may lose a good employee. So asking them, you know, what's important to them, what they need, what's going on in their life is a really important thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What else? What are some other things we need to do?
Okay. How about focus on your mission? Now, one of my clients up here is a very large office supply company, and the owner has this concept he calls customer intimacy. And everybody in that place, all 2,500 employees, it's a large company, they all know what the mission of this company is. And they will do things. If you say to them, hey, we're not going to get that material to the customer, they'll say, well, I'll put it in my car, I'll drive it to them myself.
Huh.
So how do you create your mission that no matter what business that you're in, that your people know exactly, you know, what your mission is all about? And the sports analogy there is, this very same client in 2003 said to me, Bob, the Red Sox are going to win the pennant next year. And, of course, as a longtime Boston fan, I said, yeah, when pigs will fly. And I said, why do you say that? He said, well, I just signed an advertising deal with them, and I met the new ownership, and they are focused on their mission. They are all about winning.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? That very next year, after 86 years, the Boston Red Sox won the pennant.
Yeah. How about that? So, what do you tell your employees about your mission? How do you convey that to them? But it's not just about you telling them about the mission. It's about them believing the mission, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, let me tell you, you know, people spend lots of time and on mission statements and vision statements, and you can do that. But you know what? You got to make it real. And let me give you a way we made it real at Gillette. We had a mission statement, you know, and it talked about our integrity and our values and all that, but nobody memorized it. You know, it was too long to memorize. But our CEO made a videotape, and it was very simple. He said, you know what? He said, I want to compete in brands where we're going to the Olympics and we're going to win gold and silver. He said, so I don't want to be in brands where we can't win gold and silver.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody had that. We wanted the best razors and the best pens and the best batteries, and that was built into how we did our business.
And so there was a commitment to excellence.
That's right.
That's another thing is, but your employees have to see that coming from the top, right? I mean, they have to see you demanding that of yourself, but also that you're not asking them to do anything that you're not doing.
Absolutely. And, you know, last year I had my house painted, Jim, and the guy was fastidious about everything he did and his whole crew. They didn't leave a spot of paint on the ground or a rag. Mm-hmm. It was built into how this man ran his business.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, and you know, my employees, I'm at my office when my employees show up. And I'm here usually when they leave. So
that's right.
So they, you know, they know what kind of what we expect out of folks around here. And I mean that's the kind of thing that people want to see. And another thing is that I think is really important, and that is your character. I think this is another part of your mission. If you tell customers that you're going to do certain things, and you don't live up to that. That's not exactly being true to your mission.
And, oh, absolutely.
And employees don't like that.
You got to walk the talk.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's not enough to have a mission. You have to be true to that mission, and you have to execute that mission the way you say it.
Yeah. And the way you do all of these things we're talking about, Jim, is you got to do them like you do everything else. You know, you have a marketing plan. You have a budget. You know, you have delivery cycles. You've got to write these things down and say, you know, once a week I'm going to walk around to my employees or, you know, every morning or whenever I'm going to do it, I'm going to talk to them. I'm going to ask them how their weekend was. I'm going to ask them what we can do better. You've got to build it into how you do your work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bob, give us the website, please.
It's thefusionfactor.com.
And they can find your book there, too, can't they?
That's right. All right,
so check it out there, thefusionfactor.com. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. We've got some more things to talk about. I hope you get your employees motivated. You know, I hearing Bob talk about this topic reminds me of something you've heard me say before that is allegedly something Napoleon once said. He said, a soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon. Find the colored ribbon in your business, in your mission, so that your employees will be dedicated to that. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.